Meanwhile, lawmakers in California have filed suit against five of the state's biggest power generators. The lawsuit accuses the companies of price gouging, overcharging California billions of dollars. The state's campaign against the producers is mounting as Governor Gray Davis prepares for a showdown with a number of them next week. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The lawsuit was brought by Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante and Assemblywoman Barbara Matthews, who acted as private citizens in calling for price gouging to be declared a felony, punishable by jail terms and heavy fines. The defendants include Duke Energy, Dynegy, Mirant, Reliant, and Williams Energy, all out-of-state companies. The lawmakers repeat many of the accusations Governor Gray Davis has been making for months and will renew when he meets with generators next week. Steve Maviglio is the governor's press secretary.
They've been ripping off California consumers for nearly a year now. They've been charging us hundreds of dollars per megawatt for a product that cost $40 last summer. They've engaged in what we believe is market manipulation. We've got investigations underway with the Attorney General and the Public Utilities Commission.
Earlier this week, it was revealed that one of the generators, Duke Energy, made a secret proposal to the governor to drop any state lawsuits or investigations in return for an unspecified sum of money. Davis turned the document over to the state attorney general. Last night, Lieutenant Governor Bustamante said Duke's proposal was tantamount to an admission of guilt. Bill Marcus, an energy consultant with JBS Energy, says the company's stance does seem defensive.
I don't know what these investigators are finding, but Duke must be very worried about it if they're trying to cut a deal to call off the dogs.
In a statement, Duke said it has worked tirelessly with the state to come up with creative solutions to California's energy problems, including a comprehensive settlement. The company has consistently denied the price gouging charges. Speaking for the other defendants in the lawsuit, Jan Smutney-Jones, executive director of the Independent Energy Producers Association, dismissed the lawsuit as an empty gesture.
We are 30 days away from what is going to be a very difficult summer, and political posturing is not going to put any additional power into the system. This suit will not result in anything meaningful, and I think it's an unfortunate waste of time, quite candidly.
Smutney-Jones warned California's campaign against the generators would drive away investors ready to build power plants in the state. The heightened rhetoric comes as federal regulators are reviewing the producers' track record before recertifying them to keep operating in the California market. Bill Marcus says branding them as market manipulators could be part of a state campaign to have the generators stripped of their certification.
To get this recertification, which comes up every 3 years, they have to demonstrate that they're not exercising market power. And that clearly gives an opening for other parties to go in to show that they have indeed been exercising market power in various ways.
Federal regulators, who have generally sided with the producers, last week imposed temporary price caps on wholesale energy in California. But that alone won't solve the state's problems. Energy cost more than $27 billion last year, and some say that figure could double or worse this year. California's financial reputation has been battered. Last month, the state's credit rating was downgraded. Now lawmakers are considering a $10 billion bond measure to finance energy purchases, but Republicans in the Assembly have been balking at the measure. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.